So the epistle for the 13th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Galatians chapter 3. Brethren, to Abraham were the promises made, and to his seed. He saith not, and to his seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. Now this I say, that the testament which was confirmed by God, the law which was made after 430 years, doth not annul, so as to make void the promise. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Why then was the law? It was set because of transgressions, until the seed should come to whom he made the promise, being ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not of one, but God is one. Was the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could give life, verily justice should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by the faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 17. At that time, as Jesus was going to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain town, there met him 10 men that were lepers, who stood afar off and lifted up their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Whom when he saw, said, Go, show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were made clean. And one of them, when he saw that he was made clean, went back, and with a loud voice, glorifying God, and he fell on his face before his feet, giving thanks, and this was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were not 10 made clean, and where are the 9? There is no one found to return and give glory to God but this stranger. And he said to him, Arise, go thy way, for thy faith had made thee whole. Please be seated. As the tree falls, so it shall lie. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, in the Gospel account, we have our Lord trying to teach a lesson. I mentioned to you last year about the fact of gratitude, of being thankful to God for what he has given to us, and how a lot of times we don't have that proper gratitude. And it struck me as I was trying to prepare for the sermon, one of the things that I remembered. 10 years ago marks, obviously, 9/11. A date that will go down in history. There's certain different events, certain different things, when they took place, that we do remember where we were, we do remember what was taking place. You know, whatever it may be. And I think this is one that obviously affected the country. I remember it was my first year as a priest. I was stationed in Syracuse, New York. And I remember a lot of people calling me and asking me if I was okay. And it's like, well, I'm like 6 hours from New York City. But they just looked at it in terms of, well, New York was attacked, so therefore, you know, are you okay? And so I remember being in class, and I remember one of our students, her father actually worked in, you know, one of the Twin Towers, one of the buildings. And how you can see the effect of that. And as I say, for us, there's certain events, certain things that mark our lives. But I think one of the main things to try to gain and to understand from something like that is just the fact of it reminds us of the fleetingness of life. Of one, how quickly our life can end. And I think that's the thing that we have to understand. God will call us at any point. And it can be something we're going to work and we don't think anything of it. I mean, how many of those people expected something of that nature? I mean, to lose their life as they go to work. But yet, as everything happened, and everything happened so quickly, you know, did they have time to prepare their soul? Did they have time to think about that? And that is the lesson for us. Is this idea and this understanding that we have to always be prepared. We have to make sure that our soul is ready at any moment that God may call us. Because from that, there were some people that died, there were some people that didn't. You know, why? Why did God permit some to live? Why did God take some at that time? And that is a mystery to us. It's a mystery to us of why God allows some people to live very long lives and some people not. It's a mystery to us of why God would maybe take someone after one mortal sin and why some people seemingly have many, many chances. And so we have to ask ourselves the question, would we be prepared if God called us today? And that's why going back to understanding the gospel account, you know, the idea of gratitude of what God has given to us. God has given us so much. God has given us our life. God has given us maybe our health. And even if God hasn't given us great health, God still gives us these things as a means to help us, as a means to get to our end. But what it needs to be a valuable lesson for us to learn from something of that nature. Because we can ask many questions of why God permits certain things. You know, why does God allow the different catastrophes? Why does God allow all of these different events that happen that can maybe shake our lives or shake the lives around us? You know, why does God permit that? And so we cannot fully understand. God works in mysterious ways. But at the very least, these events should help us to understand of the need of preparing our soul, of making sure that our soul is prepared that if God were to call us at any moment, regardless of what the event is, you know, whether it is something like 9/11, whether it is a plane crash, whether it is a car wreck, natural causes, whatever it may be, are we prepared? I mean, do we think about that? And yes, there will be all of the memorials today, remembering those that passed away. And it is good to remind us to pray for their souls because of just how quickly that would have happened for them. Of how quickly we can lose our lives. But just think of, say, a person, a Catholic, that worked in those buildings that they were prepared. And yes, if this was the end that God had called them to, that they would be ready then to face Almighty God. They would be ready to face their judge. And so that is the reminder to us of how we have to prepare our lives to see God. Of how the whole purpose of our life, of living here, is to get to that one end. And obviously the gratitude that we must have that God even gives us another day for that. God does not owe any of us any amount of days. He doesn't even owe us anything for our lives. We owe God everything. And so therefore, it is meant for us to spend our lives in making sure that we are living it pleasing to God. So that if quickly we lost our lives, we would have nothing to fear. And that is the comfort, that is the consolation of as we live our lives, that it is pleasing to God. We should not fear when God will take us. Because then we have a proper understanding of what we're doing here in life. Then we have an understanding of why God has created us. It is to come home, to get to our final destiny, which is heaven. And that is why God has created us. And so yes, sometimes God may permit these tragedies to happen, one as a wake-up call. And that was one of the things that I distinctly remember from that time period. After that happened, it brought a lot of souls back to God. To the point to where they said the churches were being filled because of that. But then we can just look at the history of the church. You can look to Bible history and you can see how a lot of times people for a little bit, yes, they would come back to God, and then soon enough, they'd fall away from it. Soon enough, they forget. They forget about all these tragedies. They forget about all these catastrophes. And then they go back to their same life. And it was the same thing that happened after 9/11. Yes, many souls maybe came back to church, realizing the fleetingness of life and wanted to do something about it. But how many souls persevered in that? How many souls continued to try to live their life realizing of how fleeting life is? Well, there wasn't many. Because we see the state of the world. We see how the world lives. And I even remember how a cartoonist one time even mocked that. It's where there was this cartoon of a man sitting in front of a television and saying the attendance as mass has gone up. And his wife asked the question, what catastrophe happened? So the cartoonist was mocking the fact of people that was the only reason they would go back. And how sad that is. That sometimes it requires that for us to realize that. I mean, there again, you can go back to the gospel. Almighty God, He cleansed, He purified these 10 souls. And again, we remember that leprosy was symbolic of sin. And so He cleansed them of that, and only one came back. Even to the point that our Lord asked the questions, where are the other 9? You know, where are the other 9 that should be here? But only the one came back to give glory to God. And he praised God with a loud voice. And so he had the proper gratitude for what God had done for him. And as I say for all of us, we should have the proper gratitude for what God has given to us. And we must show it by our actions. Actions speak louder than words. And it illustrates that to Almighty God when we do show that. And so, yes, when we see all of the memorials for these poor souls that lost their life, let us pray for them, but let us also reflect and see, what if I was in the same situation now? Would I be prepared? Would I be prepared to see God? And that is why I quoted for you at the very beginning, as the tree falls, so it shall lie. To the point of, as we live our lives, that is how we will most likely die. Those are words attributed to St. Augustine. And trying to help us to understand that we have to realize that if we live our lives away from God, most likely that is how we will die. But on the contrary, if we live our lives trying to be pleasing to Almighty God, trying to stay in the state of grace, that is how we will live our how we will end our life too. And so when we understand these things and when we have that before our eyes, that is how we will be pleasing to God. And when we take these events, these different tragedies that maybe happen, and it helps us to understand better of the preparation that is needed to be prepared for a good death, to prepare our soul for that fact, because we know not the day nor the hour. We have no idea when God will call us. And so, in a sense, what are we waiting for? Because we've seen, even with the world in general, catastrophes will happen, tragedies will happen, and a lot of times it doesn't change much. It doesn't change them. And so, yes, God, through his mercy, sometimes permits these things as a wake-up call, to tell souls, wake up. And yet, so many souls turn a deaf ear to God. And so, yes, the saints understood it. They were given that grace. They accepted that grace. Because that grace is offered to all of us to understand these things. And that is why St. Augustine would go on to say, to die is to gain. Because when we die, if we die in the proper state, we will gain heaven. And that is the best gift that we can ever ask for. So try to understand what the saints are telling us. Try to understand what God permits in the world. Yes, they may be very horrible events, catastrophes, tragedies. But we have to understand that God brings good from these circumstances. That God can bring good out of these things. And that is necessary for us to understand. To understand of how we must try to prepare our soul. To make the proper reparation that is needed for the sins of the world. To make the proper penances for our own sins. Because again, do we want to take a chance? Again, using St. Augustine, he had said, I'd rather spend my purgatory on earth than afterward. You know, I'd rather have some sufferings now than to have to do it at the end of my life. And so, it is a good lesson for us. It is a good reminder to us when we think about, yes, today, these souls that lost their life, to pray for them, to mourn for their souls, but to also realize the reality that any of us could be in that same situation. And so therefore, we have to make sure that our soul is prepared for that fact. And if we were to make an examination of conscience right now, could we say with a moral certitude, that's all we can have, but can we say with a moral certitude that we will save our soul? And if not, do something about that. Do something about that to understand that you've got to prepare your soul. You've got to make sure that it is pleasing to God. And so that it will remind us of the fact of, as the words say, you know, as the tree falls, so it shall lie. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.